डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो थर्ड् चाप्टर् एट् टेक्स्ट् फस्ट् chapter entitled Manifestation of Brahma from Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Text first. Maitreya Uvacha Satsevaniyo Vatapurvamsho सत्सेवनीयो बतपूर्वंशो यल्लोकपालो भगवत्प्रधानः यल्लोकपालो भगवत्प्रधानः बभूविथेहार्जितकीर्तिमालां पदे पदे नूतनयस्य भीक्ष्णम् पदे पदे नूतनयस्य भीक्ष्णम्। मैत्रेय उवाच सत्सेवनीयो बतपूर्वंशो यल्लोकपालो भगवत्प्रधानः बभूविथेहार्जितकीर्तिमालां पदे पदे नूतनयस्य भीक्ष्णम्। मैत्रेय उवाच सत्सेवनीयो बतपूर्वंशो यल्लोकपालो भगवत्प्रधानः बभूविथेहार्जितकीर्तिमालां पदे पदे नूतनयस्य भीक्ष्णम्। मैत्रेय उवाच सत्सेवनीयो बतपूर्वंशो यल्लोकपालो भगवत्प्रधानः बभूविथेहार्जितकीर्तिमालां పదే పదే నూతనయస్య భీక్ష్ణం. సత్సేవనీయో బత పూర్వంశో యల్లోకపాలో భగవత్ ప్రధానః బభూవితేహాజిత కీర్తిమాలాం పదే పదే నూతనయస్య భీక్ష్ణం. ఎనీ వైష్ణవ్స్? మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ. శ్రీ మైత్రేయ ముని సెడ్, సత్సేవనీయ, వర్ది టు సర్వ్ ద ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్, బత ఓ సర్టన్లీ, పురువంశ ద డిసెండెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పురు, యత్ because lokapalah the kings are, bhagavat pradhanah chiefly devoted to the personality of godhead, babhuvitah you are also born, ih in this, ajita the Lord who is unconquerable, kirtimalam chain of transcendental activities, pade pade step by step, nutanayasyapi nutanasyavi becoming newer and newer, abhikshnam abhikshna always. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The great sage Maitreya Muni said to Vidura, the royal dynasty of King Puru is worthy to serve the pure devotees because all the descendants of that family are devoted to the personality of Godhead. You are also born in that family, and it is wonderful that because of your attempt, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are becoming newer and newer at every moment. Purport. The great sage Maitreya thanked Vidura and praised him by reference to his family glories. The Puru dynasty was full of devotees of the personality of Godhead and was therefore glorious. Because they were not attached to impersonal Brahman or to the localized Paramatma, but were directly attached to Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, they were worthy to render service to the Lord and his pure devotees. Because Vidura was one of the descendants of that family, naturally, he engaged in spreading wide the ever new glories of the Lord. Maitreya felt happy to have such glorious company as Vidura. He considered the company of Vidura most desirable because such association can accelerate one's dormant propensities for devotional service. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే మూఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సీక్ బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ లార్డ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో విల్ సీ త్రీ థింగ్స్ టుడే. First, how Maitreya is glorifying Vidura. Second, how the pastimes of Lord are newer and newer, you know. And third, we'll discuss some nice pastimes. You see. So in last chapter, we saw, yesterday Harshita Prabhu so nicely mentioned about various questions that Vidura asked to Maitreya. And in this chapter now, Maitreya is going to start answering them. But before that, he is in this verse glorifying Vidura in connection with his family and the devotional qualities they have. So we see time and again in Srimad Bhagavatam, before asking anything, the audience is glorifying the speaker. And they ask some questions. And before answering those, the speaker is glorifying audience. See, you know, Yatkrupa Sam Prashno, you know, this Suta Goswami glorifying the sages. Then we see that when this Agasura pastime, Parikshit Maharaj asked, why did they say after 1 year? Immediately, you know, Shukadeva Goswami glorifies again Parikshit Maharaj. At your eagerness, you are very attentive, right? See, time and again, right? Is it like, oh, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours? No. Actually, this is proper etiquette, and it's just acknowledging the fact that because of the hearer, the speaker is able to speak something. Imagine if nobody is there, what the speaker will speak. You know, interesting, calf, it goes to cow for milk, right? So those who have fortunate to observe how they calves drink milk, it's not that just they go and, you know, drink milk. You know. In between, the calf keeps pushing her mother, his or her mother, you know. Why? To tell, I want more. I want more. And then the cow releases, you know, more milk. So same way, when the hearer asks questions, the speaker knows, yes, you know, they want more. Even in Bhagavad Gita, right? How it's going on, like, you know, all Arjuna is asking question, then Krishna is taking decision, the discussion further. It's not that Arjuna is sitting and Krishna, you know, start, you know, 600, some around like, you know, 50 verses, you know. No. So, it's very much up to the hearer where they want to take the discussion. And Maitreya is glorifying Vidura because his inquiries are apt. His inquiries are so correct that it's leading to developing more taste for hearing the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, you know, Kirti Malam, you know, chain of transcendental activities. Vidura is glorifying that your inquiries, they are like, you know, chain, you know, of transcendental activities of Lord. So he is comparing Lord's activities like a flowers and his inquisitiveness as a thread which is tying all these activities and making it into a garland. And we know that when our garland team, you know, headed by Narayani Mataji, they make nice garlands, they put some water, right, sprinkle some water to make sure the flowers are fresh, right? So what is that thing which is keeping this garland of transcendental activities fresh? That is the eagerness to hear. So Vidura is so eager to hear that he's not satiated, you know. He's asking, okay, tell me about this, tell me about this. And then this also shows, like, you know, all we need to show is our eagerness. And when we show the eagerness to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and go in the association, then the test develops. Prabhupada used to give this example, right? How you become drunkard? You go in the company of drunkards in a bar. Then you take first glass, then second, then third, and then you become a, you know, habituated drunkard. So same way, we come in association with devotees, we show our eagerness to hear, and then we show our eagerness to hear, and hear, and hear, and then the time comes where we don't want to hear anything but glories of Krishna or things in related to his service. So that's how his Maitreya is glorifying. And another important point is telling that because your descendants are devoted to the personality of Godhead, and Prabhupada actually, you know, he never leaves a chance to hit Mayavadis. You know, in the purport he is saying, they were not attached to impersonal Brahman or to localized Paramatma, but were directly attached to Bhagavan. That's where they were worthy to render service to the Lord and his pure devotees. So, another example comes in here that, you know, unless we are convinced that, you know, Lord is a person and we are not attached to this impersonal aspect, we cannot serve pure devotees. And then the classic example is that of a Ramchandrapuri, you know. Ishwarapuri and Ramchandrapuri both were disciples of, you know, celebrated pure devotee Madhavendrapuri. And during his last days, Madhavendrapuri was in the mood of separation. Oh, I wasted my life. I did not get Krishna. I did not see Radha, Radharani. I have not developed love for them. And that time, not understanding his spiritual advancement, what this Ramchandrapuri says, oh, you know, if you feel you have wasted your time, at least meditate on impersonal Brahman now. There is still some time left. Madhavendrapuri says, you know, get lost from here. Don't even show your face. And then, you know, Ishwarpuri serves him. Right? So this is the, you know, this is where Prabhupada says that because they were not attached to the impersonal Brahman or to the localized Paramatma, but were directly attached to Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, they were worthy to render service to the Lord and His pure devotees. So, and we see that many a times, even Krishna, you know, while describing Arjuna, he will say, oh Partha, you know, he's son of Pritha, oh Bharata, you know. So he's prodding again and again the, you know, dynasty from which he is belonging so that they know the, you know, from which lineage and what responsibility they have. So same way, Maitreya is glorifying Vidura's dynasty that are all pure devotees in your dynasty and you are also following their footsteps. So this is the first thing that where the speaker congratulates and glorifies the hearer for their right inquiries, you know. Then the next point is about Pade Pade Nutanasya Bhikshnam. It says that transcendental pastimes of Lord are becoming newer and newer at every moment because of your inquiries. So, again, when the hearer asks questions, that is the time wherein speaker can share his realizations. You know, the classic example, again, the discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramanand Rai, right? When Lord Chaitanya asks about, you know, what is the highest, and then initially Ramanand Rai starts from describing about, you know, starting from actually impersonal Brahman to the understanding of Paramatma to Bhagavan. Even within pure devotional service, you know, he describes different levels in different rasas. And then the highest, when it goes to the devotional service of gopis, then he says, yes, you know, that's the highest. So we see that Lord Chaitanya kept asking, and that's why Ramananda Rai, you know, kept, you know, telling the details. So same way, he's saying that because Vidura is asking these questions, the Lord's pastimes, they are becoming newer and newer at every moment. So, it is said that the same Lord's pastime, depending on how much faith and attraction a speaker has, he can impart that to the hearer. You know, now, you know, Kartik month is coming, and in that we sing every day this Damodar Ashtakam, right? In that there one stanza comes wherein the Satyavrat Muni is saying that O Krishna, I don't Iti drukswalilabhiranand kunde soghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam tadiyeshu tadneshu bhaktairjitatvam punah prematastvam shatavruti vande. Yeah, next stanza. Varam deva moksham na mokshavadhimva na chanya vrneham varishadapiha idam teva purnartha gopala balam sadame manasya Virastha ke manye. He says that I don't want any బెనెడిక్షన్ వరం దేవ మోక్షం. ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ లిబరేషన్ ఆల్సో. మోక్షావధి వా నచాన్య వృణేహం వరేషాదపియ ఇదం తే వపునార్థ గోపాల బాలం. లెట్ మీ ఆల్వేజ్ రిమెంబర్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్స్ యాజ్ బాలగోపాల్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద టెస్ట్. హీ డజంట్ ఈవన్ వాంట్ రాస్లీల పాస్ టైమ్స్ యూనో ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ బికాస్ హీ హాజ్ డెవలప్డ్ దట్ టెస్ట్. సో ద సేమ్ పాస్ టైమ్ బికమ్స్ న్యూయర్ అండ్ న్యూయర్. ఈజ్ అగైన్ అ నైస్ ప్రేయర్. అహో అహో భేర్ నకలే విదూర్యతే సుధా సుధారా మధురం పదే పదే దినే దినే చందన చంద్ర శీతలం యశో యశోదాతనయస్య గీయతే. ఇట్ సేస్ దట్ ఓ పీపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి, ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ టు బి ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఆన్స్లాట్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ దెన్ వాట్ యు హావ్ టు డూ? ఎవ్రీ డే యశో యశోదా తనయస్య గీతే. ఎవ్రీ డే రిమెంబర్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ యశోదా. అండ్ హౌ ఆర్ దే వెన్ సుధా సుధారా మధురం పదే పదే. దే ఆర్ మోర్ నెక్టరిన్ దెన్ ద మూన్ లైట్ అండ్ దినే దినే లైక్ యు నో దేర్ కూలింగ్ ఇఫెక్ట్ ఇన్క్రీజెస్ ఎవ్రీ డే. సేమ్ వే దే బికమ్ న్యూయర్ అండ్ న్యూయర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద quality of Krishna's pastimes. So like from next verse on he discusses about start discussing another Bhagavatam actually, you know, how Brahma received this knowledge and how he was he appeared in this world. So we'll see one such pastime that Krishna going for herding cows, right? And then coming back. So every day, Krishna used to take his 900,000 cows to herd. And they used to go to different forests, Vrindavan, Bahulavan, Bhandirvan, Khadirvan. Each day they used to go in different forests. And if we go in Vrindavan, even today, they are pretty far from Gokul Mahavan to Govardhan, pretty long distance you have to travel, So, if somebody just walks, so they may just reach at one place. So how was it that they used to go, they used to graze, they used to perform pastimes and come back within time? So Acharyas explained that this whole Vrindavan is like a lotus. So lotus, if you see in night it is closed and in morning it opens. So when the lotus is closed, the petals are very close to each other. But when it's opened, the petals are pretty far, right? So same way, it said that morning time, just before Krishna goes to herd the cows, it was like all the dham was like in the kind of that closed space. So they used to just go from one place to other and then it used to expand. They used to perform pastimes. And again, evening time, it used to kind of close. So they used to come quickly back, home. So pretty transcendental, Krishna's arrangements, right? Inconceivable. So when Krishna used to go, herding his cows, there's, so beautiful description, Baraha pidam natavarvapu karanayo karanikaram bibhradvasam kanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam randhram venu radhar sudayo apuryan gopavrinde వృందారణ్యం స్వపదరమణం ప్రవిశ్యత్ గీత కీర్తి. సెడ్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ వేరింగ్ ఎ నైస్ యెలో ధోతి షైనింగ్ యాజ్ అ గోల్డ్, వేరింగ్ ఎ నైస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వైజయంతి మాలా గార్లండ్. హీ హ్యాజ్ అ పికాక్ ఫెదర్. హీస్ ప్లేయింగ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్. హీ హ్యాజ్ అ హ్యాండ్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆర్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఆన్ బలరామ్. అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ రన్నింగ్, జంపింగ్, డాన్సింగ్ in the forest. And then in forest they perform this Gocharan Leela. Every day they raise the cows. And they are so engrossed in playing with each other that they forgot to take lunch. So then Yogamaya has to send some interruption, lunch time. So they used to send some demon. And then Krishna effortlessly used to kill. It is said that the Kamsa was his mama, right? Uncle, maternal uncle. So generally the maternal uncle send gifts to their you know, this sister's sons, right? But Krishna doesn't used to like them, so he used to break the gifts and throw it away, you know. So he used to kill the demons, you know, those were the gifts from Kamsa. And then they used to say, oh, it's anyway now lunchtime, let's break for lunch. And they used to so, you know, nicely take lunch. And then, after that again they used to continue playing. And towards the evening, they used to come back. Now there was a task for Krishna. How to make sure this 900,000 cows are back? If anyone of us has seen the cows, or sometimes we go on highway, we see some cows. They are not that they are in one group, you know, in line. No, everybody is scattered, you know, at different places. Wherever they find new grass, they'll go there. So in Vrindavan, there is a place called as Terakadamb. So evening time, when the sun is about to set, Krishna used to climb that, you know, Terakadamba. Used to pick out his murali, transcendental flute, and he used to start, you know, playing it. So actually, what Krishna used to do was, he was calling the names of cows through playing his flute. So it is said that Krishna had, you know, there were like four colored cows, you know, black, white, yellow, and brown. And so these were like main categories, and amongst each there were 25 subcategories. So total like, you know, 100. And plus there were some 8 special categories depending on the form. That is, some cows had a face like Mrudanga, some cow had a, you know, natural tilak mark on their forehead. You know, like that, different. So this 100 plus 8, 108. So when Krishna used to play a, you know, particular, you know, note and call a particular group of, you know, cows, they all used to, you know, raise their tails and run. And then when the one group used to come, you know, someplace it says that Krishna used to take one, you know, kind of a gem or, and put it in a pot. And some places it says that he used to count on a beats, you know. So he used to count to one. Then same, the next group. Then the next group used to come. So like this, you know, till that 108 counter was there, Krishna used to keep calling the cows. But some cows doesn't used to come. So then Krishna initially used to call, oh, you know, all yellow cows please come, something like that. But then, you know, these cows Krishna used to then specifically call, that, oh, Hamsini, you know, oh, Surabhi, oh, Nandini, you know, please come. And then they used to, you know, yes, Krishna is now calling me. Like, you know, they had, you know, cows are also like personalities, right? They had their own transcendental ego, we can say that, oh, Krishna should call me. So then that, you know, remaining few used to come. But there were still few cows, they were not, you know, Krishna could make sure, oh, they did not come. Then Krishna used to climb down, walk to them, put hand on their shoulders and drag them back. So this is how every day Krishna used to take care of and make sure that all his 900 cows were back. So the same pastime, you know, as the Satyavrata Muni says, that he relishes this pastime of Krishna, you know, stealing butter. So same way, you know, there are so many unlimited pastimes. And depending on our eagerness, the sweetness keeps revealing more and more and more. So let's pray that we get this same eagerness and taste for hearing the transcendental message of Lord as that of a Vidura. So with that, we'd like to stop. So to summarize, we discussed that how Maitreya, before answering, he glorified and thanked Vidura for his inquiries, because unless the hearer asks, the speaker cannot speak. And we see that this is throughout Bhagavatam, the same thing is followed. And then his Prabhupada described about, you know, the test to hear the glories comes from our eagerness. And then the third thing, eagerness to hear from the pure devotees. And third thing, we discussed that how these pastimes are ever new and new. And then if we just relish them every day, then we'll develop taste for them, as well as we'll be relieved from the onslaught of Kali Yuga. So, any questions, comments? Okay. Yes, bro. Yeah. Do we have a mic? Yeah. I'll repeat. Yeah, you can speak. So the question is, how to understand, here it is mentioned that Lord pastimes are newer and newer, but when we read Krishna book, the words are not going to change, the pastime is going to be same, so then how it can be newer and newer, right? So, pretty interesting question, right? So, actually, again, as I was mentioning this example, the spiritual texts, they are state-specific books. So, state-specific means what? With the state of mind, we approach them. They reveal, though the words are same, the meaning and the details will be revealed according to our attitude and according to the way we approach them. So now if I read math, 2 plus 2, 4. If you read math, 2 plus 2, it will be 4. But if I read, say Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam with the attitude of, how, let me understand with my own knowledge, or with my own intelligence. Then when I'll come to fifth canto, wherein it describes about creation, there are big mangoes which fall, and then there is a river of mango juice, and then the mango juice is dried on the banks and it becomes gold. I'll shut up and I'll say it is mythology. But if you approach it with a devotional mood, you will see that, wow, Krishna can do anything. And why not? As a baby, if he can lift, when you are just a 7-year-old, a big mountain, for him to convert mango juice into gold, what a big deal. In this world also, to our eyes, we see that when the mercury is treated with iron on a great force, it's turned into gold. So there must be some mechanism. So this shows the state on which I am approaching, studying of the scriptures. So same way, yesterday, Arshita Prabhu gave two examples. He mentioned about Prabodhananda Maharaj and Bhrugupati Prabhu. They read Bhagavad Gita, every day. Words are same. It's not that their Bhagavad Gita changes to as it is version 2, version 3, Same words. But because the state in which we are reading, if we have that state that, oh Lord, let me relish this part, man. Let me understand more about you. Krishna reveals more finer details which we had really missed in first go. The same pastime we mentioned, right? How many times? We must have heard so many times Krishna calling back their cows, right? Or, last time we discussed about Radharani cooking for Krishna. But the acharyas, the same pastime with the more and more details they tell, and when you hear also, it's naturally, you develop that test. So it's more of experience than that of a theory. So you do it every day and you will see, Prabhupada said, right, proof of pudding is in eating. So when we'll do it, we'll really relish it and we'll see that, yes, it's newer and newer every day. Does that answer? Yes, Prabhu, you have.
Thank you, Prabhu. We generally see that in the Bhagavatam, the the speaker and the hearer, they're like equally qualified both, and they're pure. Most of the, all of them are pure. In our case, you know, we are just trying to become devotees. We're just trying to relish. We might not be enthused. So what will be your advice for devotees that might sometimes, for different reasons, might not, either the speaker doesn't convey the message properly in the way that that person would like to receive it, or, you know, the hearer is, sometimes it doesn't have that taste because it doesn't have that inspiration. In the Bhagavatam, both of them, they're equally eager, but we're not. It just appears that I'm doing it just a duty, it's a service, the spiritual master said that. But still, I want to hear, maybe you can expand in this regard. So you cannot be disrespectful at the same time, keep this sacredness.
Right. Yeah, actually, if we, in first canto, actually, there are qualifications of a speaker and qualifications of hearer, you know, as you mentioned, right? If we go back that, I should not even enter a temple, you know. I'm such a degraded guy. But we have given this service in Parampara. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to read and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. And because we are doing it, because they have ordered us, though, you know, to start with, we may not have, but just by doing this regularly, eventually we will develop. Prabhupada gave example of this, like, you know, somebody asked him, you know, how many pure duties are in ISKCON, right? Prabhupada asked, you know, how many duties are in ISKCON? He said, you know, 5,000. 5,000 pure duties. Why? He said that, he gave example of a mango. It may be green, but as long as it is connected to the tree, sooner or later, it will become ripe. So same way, as long as we are following, trying our best to follow the instructions of, you know, Parampara, Guru Parampara, and even the person who is speaking, if he is also trying, you know, ultimately, it's the Paramatma within our heart who sees that eagerness, and he inspires us from within. There is a verse from 10th canto which says that if somebody sincerely serves, then the purports of revealed, all the scriptures are revealed within the heart. Divyagyan Hriday Prakashita, every day we sing, right? So, we don't have to judge, oh, you know, this guy, you know, he doesn't, I don't see he's qualified to speak, but he has made speaker. No, we just see that, okay, as a hearer, I'll just go and hear. Who knows, you know, by our that sincerity, that fellow may speak something which inspires us. So, what will bring us taste is, we are trying to follow instructions of Srila Prabhupada to study Bhagavatam every day. So though we are not, I can speak for Marsha, though I am not at all pure to speak about Bhagavatam, but still, because I'm trying to repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada, you know, it's considered, you know, bona fide. You know. So, and then, even within, like, say, ISKCON society, there will be few devotees who really inspires us. So apart from our regular hearing, like in daily Bhagavatam class, we can hear them. Like Prabhupada classes, you know, Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada, when he speaks, especially towards the end, I feel like, you know, it's like a to-go call, right? You know, he just says action point now, right? It's very inspiring. So, every day we come without judging who is speaking, because that's the, those who are scheduling, that's their, you know, headache, you know, whom to give that. But then, as long as they're repeating the words in Parampara, as long as they are not adding their own, you know, things, and as long as we have that desire, oh, you know, though I am not that advanced hearer, but I have this desire, you know, Paramatma within our heart, it will inspire us and it will give us the same effect. You know? And that's the potency of the holy names and the, you know, the pastimes of Lord. So, though it is said, right, in the Ajamila pastime towards then, when Yamaraja is describing the glories of holy name, he mentioned the holy name, even if chanted ignorantly or to making a joke or anything, it will still have potency. And then the about the taste, nectar of instructions, towards the end he says that it's like drinking sugar cane, a person with a jaundice drinking sugar cane candy. Initially it will be bitter, but you keep drinking it, keep drinking it, keep drinking it. Suddenly one day you will find it sweet. So, does that answer? Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Anything? Okay, last comment. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. On that point of newer and newer, I just had that experience two or three times in the last few days. Just this morning, when I was chanting my japa, the thought occurred to me that according to Krishna, you don't experience the best that life has to offer with ordinary senses. There's that verse in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Sukham Ajanti Kamya Tad Buddhi Grayam Atindadeva. You have to have transcendental senses to experience that Sukham Ajanti Kam, the highest happiness. So I went to that verse and I was looking, let me see what Prabhupada actually, let me see in the word for word with how Prabhupada translates it in the translation. And then in the purport, so I started to read the purport to get further insight into the whole thing. And I found this sense here. Prabhupada says, yoga practice is more or less based on the principles of Patanjali, or the Patanjali system. Some unauthorized commentators try to identify the individual soul with the super soul, and the monists think this to be liberation, but they do not understand the real purpose of the Patanjali system yoga. And Prabhupada goes on to elaborate upon that. And in the purport, Prabhupada explains that, Patanjali accepted that the purpose of yoga was to become aware of the constitutional position of the living entity. And he goes, so I realized, I've been reading this purport for like almost 50 years, but I just didn't get it, And this morning when I read it, I got it.
Yeah.
Basically, Prabhupada's saying that, these people they hijacked. Patanjali had it right. He understood, but they hijacked his teachings and they modified it and commercialized it and whatever over the years. And that's what's going on. But it was just like, you can read something in Prabhupada's books and just when you're not ready for it, it just goes shh. But when you're ready, then you read the same words as Prema Sankirtan was saying, and they have meaning. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, whoa, this is really meaningful.
Yeah.
But those same exact words, when your consciousness is covered over, you read them and you just go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I actually have really some kind of realization then to the degree, we have any kind of, material desires, gross and subtle, to this degree Krishna will not reveal for us, his pastimes, meaning of the verse, but to the degree we really try to purify ourselves, give up any kind of material desires on the, understanding come actually.
Yeah. Krishna sometimes gives some drops, nectar, like he did Narad Muni in his previous life as a boy. He gave him a darshan for a flash and then he said, now you will not have it throughout your life, though he tried the same posture and everything. So same way, sometimes while reading, Krishna will give some realization, very unique to individual, which will keep motivated us, doing. So yeah. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu, for sharing. Yeah, that's simple. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Guru Premanande, Hari Hari Prabhupada.